Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Tes Vav. We are doing Seifim Zayin Ches and Tes. This is page Kuf Chav Dalid Amud Aleph. And again, we're in the middle of discussing the dinim of making an ohel on Shabbos, an ohel arai, which is an Isser Midrabanan to make on Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin, Mutal Aniach Sefer Echad Mikan, V'Echad Mikan, V'Echad Al Gabeyan. You're allowed to set up Svarim as a pyramid, one on one side, one on the other side, and a third Sefer on top of them. Says since you're not constructing it for the purpose of using the airspace underneath the top sefer, says the Mishmaros of Katan Lamed Echad Mikan Haynu Dafka Kishatzar Lilmod Mishneim. An important point having nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but having to do with Hilchos Kavodas Svarim. That this is only if you need all the Svarim to learn from Moshe Sefer Atachton Munach Sham Kvar, or the bottom sefer was there already. Dilavachi. But if that were not the case, and you're just using one sefer to prop up another sefer, even though propping it up will help you to learn from it, Taz holds that to be zayun to the bottom svarim, to just use them as a shtender, and therefore even on a weekday such a thing would be aser. However, the Magen Avraham says no, it's not a bizayun of a sefer to use it to prop up another sefer. And the Chayadim also is Mekel, and it happens to be in some Kufn and Dalid, the Mishabura just says Stam, like the Chayadim, that you can actually do that. You are allowed to prop up one Sefer using another Sefer. Sivkat Namral, Vhol Vein Sarich. The reason why it's not a problem with Asiyas Awel is because you don't need the airspace underneath it. Mizeh Atam Nami, Shari Lifros Mapa Al Shulchan. And it's for this very reason that you're allowed to put a tablecloth on a table. Ksosa Mapa Tzulis Lamatim Al Shulchan, Mikol Tzad Vafilu Magiyus Much Tzaretz. Even though the tablecloth may overlay the table by a lot, where the tablecloth might even reach close to the ground. That's not considered an OL with mechitzos, because you do not require the airspace underneath the shulchan. The whole purpose is to use the top of the shulchan. And another reason why that anyway is not a problem, since anyway the part of the tablecloth that's on top of the shulchan is not an ohel at all, because it's resting directly on the shulchan. In order for something to be an ohel, you need a tefach of airspace between that which it's being mahil on and the ohel itself. So since the top of the tablecloth is not an actual ohel, so the side walls of the tablecloth, so to speak, are also not going to be problematic. Si'if ches, kol ohel meshupa she'en begago tefach. Let's say you have a slanted roof. It comes to a point. It's like a triangle that the top of the roof is not a tefach wide. V'lo b'pach mishlosh ha'samach legago rochav tefach. And in addition to that, within three tefachim of the top of the roof, it has not yet widened out to a tefach of width within three tefachim of the top of the roof. Hareza Ohel Arai, that's by definition an Ohel Arai, even if you did it b'derech keva. And therefore, if you make such a roof on Shabbos, you're going to be potter. Says the Mishbura Kol Ohel, Hainu Afilu Asol Lekeva, She'iskayim Kama Yamim, Mikol Makom Kibishen Begagu Tefach, Lo Chashav Rak Ohel Arai. That even if you meant it as to be a permanent structure and you want it to last for a long time, it's still, since it does not come to a one Tefach width at the top, it's only considered an Ohel Arai. Sifkat Nam Gimel Mishupa, so we said like a slanted roof that comes to a point at the top. It doesn't have to be a slanted. It could be that it's flat, but it's flat less than a tefach. The only reason it says meshupa is to tell me about the second half of the sentence.
It's
just to highlight the second part of the sentence, which is that if it reaches a width of a tefach within three tefachim of the top of the roof, that's considered as if it has a flat tefach on the top of the roof, and that actually is a real ohel. But if it doesn't reach the width of a tefach within three tefachim of the top of the roof, then it would not qualify as a an ohel. She'ein begagu tefach sifkat lamed dalid avim yesh begagu tefach chashvol keva v'chayiv. If there is a tefach of wit on the roof, then that's considered a real ohel keva, and one is going to be chayiv for that. She'ein mitzinu alei tuma tefach, because in the context of hilchus tuma, we consider an ohel to be something that has a tefach. V'davka she'asol lekeva. That's only if you made it as a permanent structure. Avil arai, but if you only made it as an arai, as a temporary structure, kagon shaparis machselis al gabe dalit amudim, you just spread some a cloth over or a mat over four posts. Avshiyish begagu kama tfachim, even though there are many, many tfachim, so it's very large, but isur rak midrabanan. It's only going to be an isur midrabanan. Potter, so we said that if you make an ohel keva that does not have a tefach of width, you're going to be potter. Potter always means potter aval aser. So that's what Mishmur writes. Potter haynu mechatas aval aser midrabanan gzeira atu ohel keva. It's still going to be aser midrabanan to do because of a gzeira of an ohel keva. Va'ayin b'magen avram, but the magen avram points out that this is not universally agreed upon. She'kol zehu l'das ha'rif ha'rambam. That's the sheet of the rif and the rambam. Avel l'das rashi va'arash kivin shein begago tefach lo chosh v'ol klal mutu l'chalchila. According to rashi and the rush, if it comes to a point and there's no rochav tefach on the top, then even if you make it b'derach keva, it's mutter, totally mutter, not aser midrabanan. V'ashulchan aruch sasam k'das ha'rif ha'rambam v'chein v'gam das rabbeinu chananel. But the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like the Rif and the Rambam, that it's going to be Aser Midrabanan, and that's how Rabbeinu Chananel assumes as well. And Primogadim is Mechadesh, and even Rashi and the Rush would agree that if it's really, really a permanent structure, then even if it comes to a tilt, to a point at the top, and it's not a Roch of Tefach, that it's still going to at least be Aser Midrabanan. And finally, Siftes. Mishamerish Shetolin Osal, Lasseis Bashamarim Lasaninan. If you have a strainer that you hang somewhere in order to put things in, sediment in, to strain it out, and you spread this strainer over an opening of a kli on all sides, that's considered making an ohel if the kli that it's hovering over is more than a tefach tall, so that's considered a siyas ohel, and that's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Meris, v'nir dasi kimin sak shekorin lugin. Apparently it's made like a bag, in the shape of like a bag, that's what they call a lugenzag, v'urachav, and it's wide, u'pasuach l'mayla, and it's open at the top, v'sasum v'chadul l'mata, but it's closed and comes to like a point at the bottom, u'machnisim katza achadul b'toch ha'kli, and you put the part that it comes to a point in, inside the kli, v'akotza elyon urachav misabvim v'sfas piu es ha'kli, and the wide part that's at the top, you surround the opening of the kli with it. So it forms a roof over the kli. It's made like an ohel, and it's also midrabanan. Aval litlos hamishamers kshishtucha al ezi yased ubeli kli tachteha. But to just spread a strainer out over something where there's no kli underneath it, mutter dafilo al aray lo chashuv. That's going to be mutter. It's not even considered all right. And certainly you're allowed to hang a kli onto a peg, and that is also not considered to be making an ohel. So to review the three things we learned today, first we said that you could arrange svarim as a pyramid and put a tablecloth on a table because you don't need the avir that's underneath it, although we pointed out that there's machlokas haposkim whether it's a bizayon asvarim to use svarim just to prop up others. Svarim. Then the second thing we learned is that if you make an ohel keva without a tefach wide roof, you're potter, but the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like those we showed him, that say it's still aser midrabanan, like the Rif and the Rambam, that it's still aser midrabanan if it's an ohel keva without a tefach wide roof. And then we said that attaching a strainer to the top of a kli is a violation of asiyas ohel. If it's not to the top of a kli, then it would not violate asiyas ohel. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'ifim Yud and Yud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining me.